Cooperation between state and federal officials has been vital in the anthrax investigation. When anthrax spores began turning up in the mail, people turned to the government for information. Often they didn't get it, or they got messages apparently designed to reassure rather than inform. Communication reached a low point after a letter delivered anthrax spores to the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. NPR's Richard Knox reports on what went wrong and why.
The 911 call came in before dawn on Sunday, October 21st. Thomas Morris, a postal worker, had only a few hours left to live and a lot of questions.
My breathing is very, very labored.
How old are you? 55.
I don't know if I have been, but I suspect that I might have been exposed to anthrax.
Morris worked in a mail facility in Washington, D.C., so he'd been paying attention to public statements about anthrax. He knew the symptoms, he knew the importance of early treatment, and he thought he knew how he'd been exposed.
Woman found the envelope, and I was in the vicinity. It had powder in it. They never let us know whether the thing had was anthrax or not. They never treated the people who were around this particular individual and the supervisor who handled the envelope.
Morris was wrong about that envelope. The U.S. Postal Service says it later tested negative for anthrax, but he had been exposed. He was apparently infected by anthrax mailed to Capitol Hill. More than a week before Morris called 911, an envelope containing anthrax spores passed through the Postal Service's Brentwood Road facility where Morris worked. It was addressed to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle.
We were told that it was a very strong form of anthrax, a very potent form of anthrax, that clearly was produced by somebody who knew what he or she was doing.
That's how Daschle described the letter 6 days before Morris's 911 call. Tests showed 28 people in and around Daschle's office had been exposed by this one letter. That suggested the anthrax in this letter was somehow different from the spores mailed earlier to Florida and New York. But for days after the Daschle letter was discovered, health officials had very little to say about it. Instead, information came from politicians, and it was confusing. Some congressional leaders said they'd been told the Daschle letter contained weapons-grade anthrax, so finely milled it behaved almost like a gas. But then other politicians downplayed the danger. Meanwhile, Morris was getting very sick. He went to the doctor with a high fever. The doctor told him to take Tylenol. As the week ended, Governor Tom Ridge, the director of Homeland Security, tried to reassure the public about the Daschle letter.
The tests to date also have shown, and it's a word that is put quotes around, term of art in our new language, the tests have shown that these strains have not been quote-unquote weaponized.
2 days later, and only hours after he called 911, Morris died. The next day, a second Brentwood postal worker died of anthrax, and others were getting sick. It was clear that finely milled spores could escape from unopened envelopes. And now Ridge was sounding quite different about the risk.
It is highly concentrated. It is pure. And the spores are smaller. Therefore, they're more dangerous because they can be more easily absorbed in a person's respiratory system.
Despite the contradictions, federal health officials say they're pleased by the way the government informed the public about anthrax.
People can sit back and Monday morning quarterback and find problems, but, you know, I think it came off remarkably well.
Kevin Keene is Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services.
The public was always informed. They always knew what they needed to know concerning their health and their safety. As soon as the scientists knew it, and as soon as the scientists were able to confirm something, we immediately got the information out.
Keene says people at HHS didn't realize the anthrax spores in the Daschle letter were so dangerous, not until Tuesday, October 23rd. That's when Tommy Thompson, the head of HHS, got briefed by the Army scientists doing the analysis. And that was after both postal workers died. But officials at the Army laboratory tell a different story. They say Army scientists knew right away the Daschle letter contained spores that were finely milled and highly dispersible in the air, and they told officials at HHS. That was several days before Thomas Morris began to get sick. Could earlier information have saved the lives of these postal workers? Would doctors who treated them have been quicker to suspect anthrax? Kevin Keene says these questions are unfair.
Our scientists and our public health officials had to make judgments based on the science that they knew at the time. They did not know that this stuff was small enough that it could escape a sealed envelope. I don't think it's fair to sit back and say that people intentionally dropped the ball or intentionally did something wrong or intentionally overlooked something.
But some public health experts are still troubled by official statements about anthrax they think were misleading, and they wonder if information would be clearer and more credible next time. Dr. Anthony Robbins is a former state and federal health official. He's now at Tufts Medical School in Boston.
It was very clear that they were trying to be reassuring, and the public knows the difference between someone who is being vigilant and someone who is simply trying to reassure with whatever story he or she believes will be reassuring.
Robbins says officials went wrong when they attempted to soothe fears. He says they should have told the public promptly what they knew and what they didn't.
This whole anthrax episode has suggested how little government officials, public health officials, and politicians alike trust the American public to deal with relatively complicated and sometimes frightening information.
Trust needs to work both ways, Robbins and other public health veterans say. If another bioterrorism attack occurs, the government will need the public to trust its recommendations. And in an uncertain situation, it's more frightening not to know what's going on. When Thomas Morris called 911 in the middle of the night, he was desperate for information.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I couldn't even find out if the stuff was or wasn't. I was told that it wasn't, but I have a tendency not to believe these people.
The 911 operator dispatched an ambulance. Morris died at a Washington hospital later that day, not knowing what killed him and not trusting the government to tell him what he needed to know. Richard Knox, NPR News.